everyone. My name is Tony Beckler, and welcome to my review this week on Main Menu.
Well, today I'm going to be demonstrating a program called NPOP. Now, what this program is a miniature email client, basically, for mobile and pocket PC users, but also works very well on a regular PC and desktop or notebook, and it will work on any make of Windows from Windows 95, 98, 98 SE, ME, 2000, XP, or CE. So if you have any kind of version of Windows, this program should work. I'm not familiar with note takers such as the new PacMate from Freedom Scientific or the BrailleNote, but I imagine that it would not be difficult to add support for this type of program because it is extremely accessible. I've had absolutely no problems with it at all. It's very user-friendly. There is no online help, but if you know about your POP3 account preferences and settings, you'll have no problem setting this program up at all. There is a README file, and also by default when you download the zip file, it does not come with an installer, so you have to make your own shortcut and copy it to the Start menu. I've done that, and I put it under my Programs group in the Start menu, and to get that, I'll press the Windows key and P and up arrow. If you're using a program such as 7-Zip, it is very easy to unzip, and what I did is I unzipped it to /program/files/npop. However, you can put it anywhere you want. It appears to not adjust your registry from what I can tell, or if it does, it seems to be minor. And as I say, it is very small. It is designed for a pocket PC, but works very well on a regular PC, and will very easily fit on a floppy disk. As far as I'm aware, it would appear to store your email in plain ASCII text, but I'm not positive of this. If you need this type of program, I think this is the type of thing that you can't live without. Also, this is good if you don't get a lot of spam, like I don't. I rarely get spam, actually. But if you have multiple email accounts and want to check them conveniently all at once if you are on the road or something like that. This is similar to a program that Jonathan Mosen reviewed in a recent main menu called MailWasher, but it is different in that this has an outgoing email client also, in other words, an SMTP client, so you can send and receive email. And this program is not so much designed to combat spam, although it is very good for that purpose, as it is to read your mail, or let you look at your preview mail, so to speak, or look at your mail before you use a regular email client such as Eudora or Outlook Express. As I say, the program is very accessible, absolutely no problems at all in terms of screen displays or anything like that. Everything is all standard buttons and edit boxes. And there are also a very nice set of shortcut keys. You have, for example, Control N to check new mail, and Control Shift G to send mail, which I'll show you later. And also the configuration tabs are very easy to use. Anyway, so now I'll press the Start menu, P, and up arrow, and I'm running WindowEyes 4.2 Professional on Windows 98 SE and Eloquence.
Start menu, P, N equals, Bob.
And I'll press Enter.
Menu closed. Start button. Custom control. Graphic. Bob. No selected item. List view.
And there it is. Now you have two things here. This is your message view window. In other words, it shows you what new messages you have. And if you press tab,
bottom, test 3, a 3 combo box.
These are your mailboxes. You have
bottom, test, bottom, bottom, top, save box 1 of 3.
Save box.
Outbox.
Outbox and
bottom, test 3 of 3.
I called this test, but it appears to be your incoming mailbox. Now, to get back to the list view, you press tab again.
No selected item. List view.
I'll briefly show you the menus, but I won't go into much detail, because I want to just dive right into this program and show you how very easy it is to check your mail. So, if we press Alt and right arrow, we have
F equals file pull down, A equals account pull down, C equals connect pull down, M equals mail pull down, H equals help pull down.
And, of course, system, and we're back to file.
System, F equals file pull down.
Now, under file, I'll briefly show you these options, but I won't explain them in detail. You have
N equals new message, CTRLW dialog. A equals address book, dialog.
It does have a built-in address book, and as I say, you can write new messages from within the program, and I'll show you that also later on in the review.
O equals options, dialog. D equals dial up, pull down.
And under that, this is for, I use cable, so I'm on a local area network, but you have connect, disconnect, or LAN. This is nice if you are on the road and you have a modem that you use to dial up to check your email.
Q equals quit. N equals new message, CTRF.
And if we press right arrow, we go to the account menu.
Menu closed, A equals account pull down. A equals add, dialog. E equals edit, dialog. D equals delete. U equals move up disk. O equals move down disk. S equals sort by icon. I equals initialize, dialog.
I'm not sure what that option does.
A equals add.
And we're back to add. Most of those should be self-explanatory. Move up and move down are disabled because I only have one account set up in here. However, you can have multiple accounts. And I'll show you that also. I'll show you how to add accounts. If you press right arrow.
Menu closed. C equals connect pull down. C equals check for new mail CTRLN. A equals check all accounts CTRLJ.
And again, this is nice if you have multiple accounts.
U equals update to mark CTRLE. P equals update all accounts CTRLG. S equals stop CTRLS disabled. C equals check for new mail CTRLN.
Now this program is very smart in that once you have downloaded a message or the message headers or however it works, I'm not sure exactly how it works if it downloads the entire message or just the headers, it marks that message within the program so it will never download that message again. You can delete it from the server, or you can mark it for deletion within the program. Anyway, pressing right arrow.
Menu closed. C equals connect pull down. O equals open disabled.
And you can also get to the same menu by pressing escape from the list view, and I'll show you that in a moment also.
R equals reply, dialog disabled. M equals mark for receive CTRLD disabled.
All these options are disabled, by the way, because we don't have a message open.
D equals mark for delete CT. C equals cancel mark CT. E equals mark as read CTRLP. U equals mark as unread SCT. S equals copy the SAVA box. L equals delete from list disabled. A equals select all CTRLA. T equals thread mode CT. O equals open disabled.
And I'll show you those again in more detail in just a moment, which is why I quickly skimmed through them. And pressing right arrow again.
Menu closed. H equals help pull down. A equals about dialog.
And that's all you have under help. So I'll press Alt.
Menu closed.
And get out of the menu bar. Now I'll press Control N and check for new mail. So now I'll press Control N.
No selected item.
And I'll press down arrow.
No selected item.
Now that sound does indicate that it is done checking the mail. That's the only feedback you get. I think that could be improved upon, especially for somebody who doesn't or can't, in this case, pay attention to the status line. If there is a status line, what I could do and what you could try is you could try turning speak all on, and that might actually tell you what your mail download status is. I'm not sure. Anyway, now I'll press down arrow, and we should have mail.
Top bottom. Test. Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net 11-06-2029-34-731-101.
And that is a test message I sent in Eudora before starting this review, so I can show you off this program. To open this message, you can either press space or enter. But first, I'll show you. Assume, for example, that this message is spam, and you don't want to see it, and you don't want to download it. You can press escape and watch what happens.
Context menu.
And I'll press down arrow.
O equals open.
And here's the same menu that I just showed you a minute ago, only now the options aren't disabled. And I'll go through them a little more slowly.
R equals reply, dialog. M equals mark for receive CTRLD. D equals mark for delete CTRLDEL. C equals cancel mark CTRLU. E equals mark as read CTRLP. U equals mark as unread as CTRLP. S equals copy the SAVA box CTRLZ.
This, of course, is if you want to copy it to your save box.
L equals delete from list. A equals select all CTRLA. T equals thread mode CTRLT. O equals open.
And I'll get out of that by pressing Alt.
Menu closed. Top. Bottom. Test Tony Beckler Tony.
Now, I want to open this message, and when you open a message, it pops it up in a very standard edit box. That's why I say this program is very accessible, so I'll press Space and listen to what happens.
Space. Mail view. Top bottom. Test Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net 11-06-20-02-934. 731 1 of 1 edit box from Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net subject test. This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB radio. This is a very nice program.
And there you go. It popped up and it reads the from date and subject and it reads the message body. Now let's press up arrow. Actually, we'll press control home and down arrow.
This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB. This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP. This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB.
And apparently it's all one line and not wrapping correctly, but you can use the arrows and read your message. Theoretically, again, I'm pressing control home, we should be able to hit control shift R within window eyes to read to end. So I'll try that.
This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB. This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB.
And read and end doesn't seem to work because of the wrapping. You can use control left and right arrow, I suppose, if you wanted to. Or you can also try control shift S in window eyes, which is speak summary.
This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB radio. This is a very nice program.
And now if you use control shift S, then it does speak. So I guess that's the key here. That also could be slightly improved upon, but still for a very miniature email client, it works very well. Now, I can either send a new message, or reply to this message, or do all kinds of other things with it, as I showed you. I want to reply to this message, so the easiest way is probably to press Escape.
Top, bottom, test Tony Beckler.
Which takes me out of the message and back to the list, and I'll press Escape again.
Context menu.
And down arrow a couple times.
R equals reply, dialog.
And press Enter.
Menu closed. A equals account. Top. Bottom test 1 to 1 combo box dialog property graph.
And I'll tab through these settings here. If I have multiple accounts, then you can use the up and down arrows to select which account you want. I'll press tab.
T equals the button.
This is, I assume if you have something in your address book, I'll just press space on that.
Space. Of no selected item. List view dialog address book graphic mail address comment. Graphic U equals up button D equals down button A.
And here's your miniature address book, which I will not go into here because I prefer not to use address books, and it should be fairly self-explanatory how to use it and set it up, so I'll press Escape.
Dialog. Property graphic test A equals account.
And I'll press Tab.
Edit box. S equals subject retest.
And I'll keep pressing Tab.
CC. BCC.
And this is for carbon copy and bind carbon copy.
Attach button.
And this is for file attachments. This is a very nice miniature, full-featured email client, really, considering its small size.
Other button.
And I'll briefly look at that, since I'm not familiar with what other is.
Space. Edit box. R equals reply to. Dialog. O equals OK. Button. C equals can't. Edit box. R equals reply to.
And that appears to be the only thing in other, so maybe other fields will be added to this. But if you want, for example, to say, I'm on the road, I can't answer your message right now, and you don't want the person to reply to that account. For example, say you're checking your home email account, but instead you want them to send your reply to your on-the-road email account. You can set that in the reply to address, or you could press the down arrow and select that account. But that is a nice feature to have. Or vice versa, you could be checking your on-the-road email account and not have your home email account set up in this program for whatever reason, and enter that address in the reply to. So I'll press Escape and Tab.
Other. Q equals quotation. Checkbox checked.
And, of course, this is nice because it will quote your message. I'll press Tab.
O equals OK. Button.
And there's the OK button. Now, when you press OK, it will take you into an edit box, again, very standard and very easy to use, which will have the message, in this case, quoted, or where you can type a new message. So I'm ready to do that, and I'll press space.
Space. Bob. Mail edit retest. Edit box. Account test to Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net subject retest. Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net road 11-06-20-02-934. This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB radio. This is a very nice program.
And again, I'll just press control home and up arrow and down arrow. This is just to make sure that I'm on the top line.
11-06-20-02-934.
It does seem to have a little bit of a problem with line wrapping, and that it sometimes seems to be difficult to tell exactly what's on a line if it is longer than a certain length. I'm not sure why this is, but again, for a miniature client, I wouldn't worry too much about it, and you can always use Control-Shift-S, which is what I'll do now.
TonyBeckler.net Road, 11062029.
And the message appears to be there, so I'll just press enter a couple times, so that there's a blank line between my reply and the original message, and I'll just write hi.
H-I, period, space, space, I, space, A,
I,
M, space,
M,
O, T,
not,
space, A, B, L, E, space,
able,
T, O, space,
2,
R, E, S, P, N, D, space,
respond,
N, O, W, period, space, space, G, O, O, D, N, N, V, V, N, N, V, Y, E, period.
Goodbye, so we have.
Hi, I am not able to respond now. Goodbye. TonyBeckler.net Road 11062029 34. This is a test message to demonstrate NPOP for main menu on ACB radio. This is a very nice program.
And in this particular edit box or window, you have simply two menus. You have file.
F equals file pull down.
And
E equals edit pull down.
Edit.
System pull down. F equals.
And your edit menu, you can also get to by pressing your context key, and it contains the standard options, copy, cut, paste, etc. So I won't look at the edit menu, but I will show you the file menu, because you need to look at this to determine how to send your message.
S equals send now, S-C-T-R-L-G.
And by the way, that S is shift, so you press Shift-Control-G to send now.
O equals save to outbox, C-T-R-L-G. P equals property, C-T-R-L-I dialog.
And that's how you get back to your properties tab if you want.
C equals close. S equals send now.
And close. I want to send now, and since I'm already on this anyway, I'll press enter.
Menu closed. Y equals yes button. Dialog. Send now graphic graphic. Send it. Default Y equals yes button, N equals no button.
Yes, I do want to send it, so I'll press Y.
Y. Mail edit retest. Top. Bottom. Retest TonyBeckler, TonyBeckler.net 221. A one list view.
And now it has my reply in what appears to be the new mail. I'll just press tab and confirm that.
Outbox. 2 of 3 combo box.
Now it put me in my outbox. So I'll press the down arrow a couple times.
Bottom test. 3 of 3.
And that's test, so I'll press tab again.
Top. Bottom. Test TonyBeckler, TonyBeckler.net 11062029347311.
And I'll show you briefly my save box.
Bottom. Bottom. Out. Top. Save box 1 of 3. No selected item. List
and view. And as you can imagine, that would be empty. Now I'll show you what you can do here with this message that we have. I'll press tab.
Top save box. Out box. Bottom. Test.
And I'm back to test and
top. Bottom. Test.
My original message. Now, one thing I should tell you about is in the combo box, when you press tab from your mail list view, you do have to press the down arrow once before it will let you press the up and down arrow. So in other words, to get to your outbox from your main account name, i.e. test in this case, you have to press down arrow and then up arrow. And likewise, to get to your save box, you have to press down arrow and up arrow twice. Which can be confusing, but you just get used to it, and I've seen that with the majority of combo boxes. Anyway, now I'll press escape again, since it's the most convenient way to get to this context menu, and let's copy to my save box.
Context menu. O equals open. R equals reply. M equals mark for receive, CTRLD.
And you can mark it for receive, so that you can go into Eudora and download the message, which I won't do, but I'll just briefly show you how that works.
Menu closed. Top. Bottom. Test. TonyBeckler. TonyBeckler.net. 11062029347311. List view.
And that was marked for receive. Apparently there's no way to immediately tell that by listening to it, but let's press escape again and see if it has a check mark or something like that.
Context meant. R equals reply. M equals mark for receive. CTRLD.
And it does not, so you do have to remember
and make sure that it is marked or not, as the case may be.
D equals marked for delete CTRL del.
And I don't want to keep this message on the server, so I'll press enter on this also. And to see what happens, because apparently, I'm guessing, that you can't mark it for receive and deletion at the same time, so we'll see what it does.
Menu closed. Top bottom. Test Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net 1106.
And again, it's still there, and you don't really have any way of telling that it's marked. I'll press escape and down arrow again.
Context menu. Top. R equals reply. M equals mark for receive. D equals mark for delete CTRL del. C equals cancel mark CTRL U.
Now this is how you can reset your mark, and I can press enter on this.
Menu closed. Top. Bottom.
And I believe that that would cancel my marks. So since I do want to actually delete this message, now watch what happens if I just press delete. If you notice in the context menu it said, to mark for delete, press control, delete. I'm not going to press control, delete, I'll just press delete and watch what happens.
Y equals yes. Button dialog delete graphic delete one mail from the list. Is not deleted from the server default Y equals yes button N equals no button top bottom test Tony Beckler.
And I'll press no.
N. Bob.
Now what that means is that you can delete the message from the list of new messages, but it will still leave it on the server. Now, the next time you download your messages, it will not download the same messages over and over and over. That's why I say this is a very smart program, and it knows to not do that. However, if you have, say, 500 messages that are sitting in your inbox, or in this case on your mail server, waiting for you at home, you don't really want to download all 500 messages every time, so that's a good thing. And what you can do is, say, mark the first couple hundred messages as you look through them and say, yes, I want to keep this, yes, I want to keep this, no, I don't want to keep that, and so forth. Well, I don't need these messages anymore, but I don't want to delete them, and I don't want to mark them as received, so you can just delete them from the list, and it will not affect them on the server at all. I just tried that with Eudora, and the message I downloaded in Eudora was exactly the same as with this program, and hadn't changed it at all. So that's a very nice feature. Again, this is designed for people on the road. I'll press escape and down arrow again.
Context menu. C equals cancel mark CTRLU. E equals mark as red CTRLB.
I'm not sure what this does.
U equals mark as unread CTRLB.
That should be obvious. This will show the message as being unread. So it is as if you never downloaded it or never saw it before. Now I'm not sure if this is unread in this program or unread on the server.
S equals copy to save box CTRLZ.
Now this is what I wanted to show you, is copy to my save box.
L equals delete from list.
And here's L. You can press L here to delete from list, or you can press the delete key and it does the same thing. But I do want to copy to my save box, so I'll press up arrow and enter.
S equals copy. Menu closed. Y equals yes. Button. Dialog. Copy graphic copy one mail to the save box. Default Y equals yes. Button N equals no button.
And yes, I do, so I'll press Y.
Y. Bob. Top. Bottom. Test Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net.
Now notice that the message is still there, and I believe I'm not in my save box. I'll just press Tab to make sure.
Bottom. Test 3 of 3 combo box.
No, I'm not in my save box.
Top.
So I press Tab again. I'll press Escape and now up arrow, because it'll be quicker.
Context menu. By equals select all CTRLA. L equals delete from list.
And now, since I've done all I want to do with it, actually, one thing I will do
menu
is get out of that briefly. I do want to press Control-Delete now, because I don't want to actually keep this message on the server, because I've looked at it, and I don't need to download it with Eudora, so I'll press Control-Delete.
Top. Bottom. Test Tony Beck.
And now I'll press regular, just delete without control, because I do want to delete this from my list, because I've seen it.
Top. Bottom. Y. Bob. No selected item. List view.
And now my message list is empty, so I'll press Tab.
Bottom test.
And I'll press down arrow and up arrow.
Bottom. Top. Save box 1 of 3.
And I'll press Tab.
Top. Bottom. Test Tony Beckler, TonyBeckler.net 110.
And there's the message that I copied to my save box. And since I don't really need it in my save box either, I'll press delete on this.
Top. Bottom. Bob. No selected item.
And
you.
Yes, I don't want to keep it, and so now it is deleted from marked for deletion from the server, and it is deleted from and pop. As you may remember, I sent myself a reply, so let's just briefly see if that new message is there. So I'll press tab.
Top.
And go press down arrow to my inbox.
Bottom. Test 3 of 3.
And I'll press tab again.
No selected item. List.
And control N. Now this is the last demonstration of this I will show you. Now we can start getting into the configuration options and setting up accounts.
No selected item.
And I did press control N, and you just have to wait for the sound to let you know that the mail is done. I will press control shift W.
Graphic. Bob graphic graphic graphic. F equals file pull down, A equals account pull down, C equals connect pull down, M equals mail pull down, H equals help pull down, graphic 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 test subject from date size view 0 server 1 view 0 and red 0.
And see, if I press down arrow,
no select.
There's no message there, but we know that we did actually write a reply. But this program is smart, so what it has done is it said 1 new. In other words, one new message on the server. Actually, I'll show you with the mouse. I'll press the bottom right and up with the mouse. Now, the reason why I hit Control W before is because that reads all of the focused window, and the reason why I did that was to see if there was a status line and to show you that by doing that, you can see what its status is. And, for example, if you know there should be mail there and there isn't, you can have an idea why. The reason in this case is because we've already read the mail, obviously, because we wrote the reply, and this program is smart enough to know that we probably don't want to download our reply all over again, especially since we have it in our outbox. So anyway, I'll go up with the mouse.
Bottom right. View 0 server 1. View 0 and red 0.
And there you go. You just press bottom right and up once, which is the 8 on the numeric keypad with window eyes. I'm not familiar with JAWS for Windows, how you do that. Now, let us show you the configuration options. To get to that, we go Alt, F, and O.
F equals F. F, O. Menu closed. Edit box. N equals number of lines received. 100. Property sheet dialog option.
And here are some more nice features. I'll first of all press Shift-Tab and see if there are tab controls and show them to you.
Red. 106 tab control.
We have.
Red. 1.
Receive.
Send. 2.
Send.
Reply.
Reply.
Check.
Check.
Dial up.
Flat. Dial up.
Other.
And other. Now I'll press home.
Red.
Receive, and I'll press tab.
Edit box. N equals number of lines received. 100.
Now you can actually set this to probably, I imagine, 0 if you want to download the whole message. But again, what if you have 500 messages and you don't want to take the time for up to 100 lines? That's 5,000 lines. So you could even set this to a lower number, such as 10, but I'm happy with 100, so I'll leave it at that. But it is nice to know that, in fact, this is adjustable. I'll press tab.
M equals message body is received when checking. Checkbox unchecked.
And this doesn't download the whole message, but if you want to, you can. So apparently when you open the message for previewing, it downloads the first 100 lines from the server, so in checking, it only gets the headers, which is probably why it checks mail so quickly. I'll press tab.
S equals show header checkbox. Unchecked.
Now this I will check because I like to have the headers, but most people would not need it. But if you want to be able to look at your message headers, this is what you check.
Space. Checked.
I'll press tab.
Top. Mail is saved. H equals header and body are saved. Radio button. Check 1 of 3.
You have that. This, by the way, is, I assume, for your saved box.
Mail is saved. O equals only header is saved. Radio button. Check 2 of 3. Bottom. Mail is saved. D equals do not save. Radio button. Check 3 of 3.
And I'll press down arrow because I do want that. Actually, I'll press up arrow twice.
Top.
And I'll press tab.
Okay. Button.
And that's that.
Red.
And I'll press right arrow and tab.
Send. 2. Edit box. N equals number of automatic word wrap. 70.
And this could be adjusted.
Q equals quotation line does not word wrap. Checkbox checked. M equals send messages. Checkbox checked. D equals send date. Checkbox checked.
Most of these you probably don't want to adjust. I'm just showing you what's here if you want to.
O equals outbox is displayed by saved to outbox. Checkbox checked. Okay. Cancel. Send.
Next.
Reply.
I'll press tab.
Q equals auto quotation checkbox. Checked. Edit box. C equals quotation char.
And this is your quotation character, which is?
Greater than.
And that's standard.
Edit box. H equals reply header. F row D.
This can be adjusted. I imagine there are instructions on that in the README file.
R equals red mail is closed the reply creation. Checkbox checked. Okay. Reply. Check.
And I press right arrow and tab.
M equals display message box. When new mail arrives, checkbox. Checked. N equals display message box when no new mail. Checkbox unchecked. S equals sound when new mail. Checkbox checked. Edit box.
And this is where you can enter a sound that you want it to play. So this actually is adjustable. I wasn't aware of that.
Button.
And there's a browse button.
Button.
I'm not sure actually what those buttons are.
U equals sound when end of update checkbox. Unchecked.
I believe that's for updating and synchronizing your account and the server. In other words, this program and the messages you've seen and the messages that are actually on the email server.
C equals auto check. Checkbox unchecked.
I prefer to have that off, but you can turn it on if you want, where it will check your mail for you when you enter the program.
T equals check email on start. Checkbox unchecked.
And actually that does that also, so I'm not sure exactly what auto check is.
I equals check after update. Checkbox unchecked. R equals ignore receive error. Checkbox unchecked. I equals ignore send error. Checkbox unchecked. Okay.
And I imagine you'll probably want to leave most of those as they are, and I'll keep right arrowing and tabbing.
Check. 4. Dial up. 5. Of 6.
I'm not on dial up, so I won't really look at that.
Other. 6 of 6.
And I'll press tab.
I equals icon is displayed on the system tray. Checkbox checked.
That could be useful.
M equals hide by minimization. Checkbox unchecked. C equals hide by close. Checkbox unchecked. S equals unread messages are moved when all accounts selected. Checkbox checked. Password setup. T equals password is demanded of starting checkbox. Unchecked. Password setup. W equals password is demanded of show window checkbox unchecked. Edit box. P equals password. Okay. Button.
And obviously if you want to set up a password, all that is in there. I'm done here, so I'll press spacebar.
Space. Bob. No selected item. List view.
And I'm back to the list view. I want to add an account, and I'll show you how that works. So I'll press Alt and A and Enter.
F equals file pull down. A equals add. Dialog. Menu closed. Edit box. A equals account name. Property sheet.
Now I'll just enter some information. For the account name, I'll call it Test 2.
T-E-S-T-2.
And I'll press Tab.
Edit box. S equals POP3 server.
And for the POP3 server, I'll just type Beckler.net.
B-A-E-C-H-L-E-R period N-E-T Beckler.net.
I'll press Tab.
Edit box. P equals port 110.
That you want to leave as is.
Edit box. P equals username.
And for that, I'll type in a username.
Edit box. E equals password.
And I'll enter my password.
POP3. E equals enable a POP checkbox. Unchecked.
I'm not sure what that is, but I don't think you need it.
POP3. C equals exempt from check all checkbox. Unchecked. Okay. Cancel. POP3. 1 of 5 tab control.
I'll press right arrow.
SMTP. 2 of 5. Edit box. N equals name.
This is actually a bit misleading. This is my name. It says name, so you think that implies SMTP server or something, but no, it does not. That is your display name. So for that, I'll type main menu.
M-A-I-N space M-E-N-U edit box. M equals mail address.
And I'll type, and by the way, this is the my contact address that I'm entering here.
M-M at N N B A E C H L E R period N E T mmbeckler.net
mm at beckler.net
edit box S equals SMTP server.
My SMTP server I'll enter is example.com, which is fictitious.
E X A M P L E period C O M
And I'll press tab.
Edit box. P equals port 25.
And you won't want to adjust that.
SMTP. P equals enable SMTP auth checkbox unchecked.
For some free mail services and some newer internet service providers, you will need to check this. For example, I have an account with MyRealBox, which is a very excellent free email service, by the way. I highly recommend it. And you would need to check that for that. But I'm not using MyRealBox in this case, and I don't need that check, so I'll press tab.
SMTP. B equals pop before SMTP. Checkbox unchecked.
And you'll probably need to set that also, since many providers require that now.
SMTP. C equals send copy to self. Checkbox unchecked.
This can be nice if you want to automatically send a copy of all email messages you write to yourself, again, since this is designed for use on the road.
Okay. Button. SMTP. 2 of 5 tab control.
And I'll press right arrow.
Signature. 3 of 5.
All this is an edit box where you can enter a signature. It's very basic.
Filter. 4 of 5.
Yes, you can adjust and set up a filter. I will not go into showing you how to do that here, except that I will briefly show you what can be filtered. I'll press tab.
F equals enable filter. Checkbox unchecked.
Now, if you leave this unchecked, all you have left is an OK button, so I'll check this.
Space. Checked. No selected item list view.
These are your list of rules, and we haven't set up any rules, so there's nothing here, so I'll press tab.
U equals up. Button. D equals down. Button. A equals add. Button.
And I'll briefly show you add by pressing space.
Space. E equals enable filter item. Checkbox checked. Dialog. A equals action. Top not receive 1 of 6 combo box.
Your actions are not receive.
Receive. 2 of 6. Mark for receive 3. Mark for delete. Mark as read. Bottom. Copy to Sabbath box.
So this is a miniature spam filter that you can have built into this. Again, before you even see your email with your regular client.
Combo edit box. I equals item 1. 0 of 15.
And press down arrow.
2. 2 of 15. CC. 3 of 15.
These are various parts of the mail header. For example, you can set if the message has a CC to you to not receive the message.
Subject, 4 of 15. Organization, 5 of 15. Organization, reply to, 6 of 15. Comments, 7 of 15. Content type, 8 of 15.
And you can set it actually if you want. Content type can be, for example, application, octet stream, or something like that, and have it automatically delete the email to avoid viruses.
Date and type, 9 of 15. Keywords, 10 of 15. Sender, 11 of 15. Ex-mailer, 12 of 15.
If you don't want, for example, every person who uses Outlook Express, you want their mail to automatically be deleted or to go to your save box, you can set that.
Ex-mail. Ex-sender, 14 of 15. Ex-sender. XML name, bottom 15 of 15.
And I'm not sure what that field is.
From. Top, 1 of 15.
And there's from at the top, which it wasn't reading before. I'll press tab.
Edit box, C equals content 1. Combo edit box, I equals item 2, 0 of 15. Edit box, C equals content 2. O equals OK, button. C equals cancel. E equals enable filter item.
And as I say, a very simple filter, but it works well enough. I'll press escape and tab.
Property sheet. E equals edit. Button. L equals delete. Button. OK. Cancel. Filter. 4 of 5 tab control. Connection.
And finally connection.
Top. L equals land radio. OK.
And that's all there is for that. So I'll press space and watch what happens.
Space. Bob. No selected item. List view.
OK, so what? No selected item. But let's press tab now and see what happens.
Bottom. Test 2 4, a 4 combo box.
Now we have test 2. If I press down arrow.
Bottom.
And home.
Top. Save box 1, a 4.
We have save box, so apparently no matter how many accounts you have, you only have one save box. And if we press down arrow.
Out box. 2. Test 3, a 4.
test, that's the first account I created, and the account we just created, called test 2.
Adam, test 2, 404.
And so there you go. That's basically about it. I'm sure there are other features which I'm not covering here, but that gives you a pretty good overview of what the program is. I found the program to be very accessible. As I say, I've only used it for a few minutes before putting together this review, but I found it so very accessible right out of the box that it took really no effort at all to learn and use, which is why I was able to put together a review so quickly. I think that this is a program that a lot of people who do use notebooks could use, as well as other people, sighted and blind people alike. As I say, it is extremely accessible, no problems at all. The only possible thing I would like to see changed is the weird line wrapping with the edit boxes, but you can use Control-Shift-S to speak to summary, and you can probably use page down and up. It is possible that JAWS for Windows doesn't have that line wrapping problem, I'm not sure. Anyway, I would give it a 9 out of 10 in terms of accessibility, and I would give it at least a 9 out of 10 in terms of features and usability. It is very small and fast, even though it doesn't come across as being fast in this review because I am running SoundForge and software speech, and the speech rate is slowed down. It is actually very fast with a hardware synthesizer and with faster speech rate and without SoundForge running. Anyway, I'd recommend this program, and I suppose I should give you a download site for it since I haven't mentioned that yet.
To download this program, go to http://www.nakka.com. This program is actually written by a Japanese person. To get to the link for that program, go to software. The page might be written in Japanese, but search for NPOP and click on English here, and then that page is in English. As of the time of this review, the latest version is 1.01.
That concludes the feature for this week on Main Menu. However, if you'd like to contact me, you may write to mm@beckler.net. That is mm@BAECHLER.net. Main Menu at Beckler.net is no longer valid. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time here on Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.